Children are having more tantrums and emotional difficulties during lockdown, according to a study by psychologists at the University of Oxford. 10,000 parents have so far been involved in the Co-Space study, which suggests that younger children are struggling more than older ones. Parents of primary age children reported more arguments, tantrums, and children refusing to do as they're told. The research also found that younger children were sad, worried, and more clingy. Now, maybe this is something you've seen at home, with your child becoming anxious or more prone to meltdowns. If so, do comment. We'd love to hear from you. Vine at bbc.co.uk is the best way, and just enclose your phone number. Text us 88291. In a moment, we'll speak to mum of two, Emily Cleary, whose son has been struggling emotionally. We're also going to hear from Dr. Polly Waite, who's senior clinical research psychologist at the University of Oxford, which basically did the study. But Emily, let me go to you first and just tell me what's going on.
Hi, Jeremy. We had lockdown sussed. I think I've said before that we thought everything was going really well, and I was really impressed and I was amazed by the resilience and ability to adapt that my children had. They're 5 and 7, and to go from seeing friends, being at school every day, to being locked in the house with mummy and daddy was such a big change. But they took it. They rolled with it. We had a timetable. We had, everything was going brilliantly. We had a routine. And then the cracks started to show as it looked like lockdown was easing. So when they started to be able to, the first time they went in a car, it was very unnerving for them. And then my husband took them to a shop to pick a magazine. Just come in with me, don't touch anything, to try and get over this first hurdle. And you could see the cracks starting to show then. And at the very, very beginning, they were having nightmares. There were tantrums, but that's understandable because everything's changing so much. But then recently, the cracks were starting to show. And then the point came about, my daughter, who is 5, she was allowed to go back to school. And where I had been adamant, vehemently saying there was no way my child is going back to school, we realised she saw a friend in the park, and the change in her face, her manner, the happiness after just having interacted with another child was amazing. And so we changed our minds. We did. We allowed her to go back to school. She's back 2 days a week, which has been wonderful for her, but it has been devastating for my son. He's 2 years older. I can't explain why she's going back and why he isn't. It's because the government want her to be a guinea pig, not him. There's no logic. I can't explain. He has to come with me in the morning to drop her off so he sees his school. He knows it's there, but he knows it's all different. And he's a big thinker. He can get anxious anyway. And this has just provoked so many questions that for the first time in my life, I don't have the, not in my life, but in his life, I don't have the answers to explain why he can't go back. He's angry that he's not going. He's frustrated because he knows his sister is seeing her friends. He's a passionate learner. He wants to be going back. He wants to see his friends, his teachers. And it's as if he's had a vision of the cake. You know, he can see the cake, but he's not allowed to eat it. But his sister's allowed to have the whole thing. And we've had, as in, he's been very, I've been amazed by his resilience. Now he's having nightmares. He's getting very angry, and he's a gentle child. But I read the article about the report this morning, and this reflects everything that's happened in our house over the last month. Everything. The
so
coping
amazing.
Strategies, it's just crumbling.
Yeah. Okay, Emily, thank you so much. This is really fascinating. Emily Cleary, journalist and mum of 2, aged 5 and 7. And listening to that is Dr. Polly Waite, senior clinical research psychologist at the University of Oxford, who led the study. Well, there's more evidence for you, Polly.
Thanks, Jeremy. That's right. We're hearing anecdotal reports from so many parents of younger children that they're the ones that are really struggling at the moment. So as you say, we're running the Co-Space survey to try and track children's mental health over the pandemic at particular key time points. So it's really interesting looking at things like children going back to school now and, of course, later on in September to understand what happens and what's associated with those different sort of experiences that children are having in terms of their mental health. And it was really really interesting, actually, when we analysed this data. So this report that's just come out is the first time we've been able to look at the patterns of the how children are doing from two different time points during the pandemic. And actually, I think to many people's surprise, it was the younger children that seemed to experience the most difficulties. So, you know, so an increase in their sort of emotional well-being, so much more clingy, worried and unhappy, more behavioural difficulties, arguments, temper tantrums, not doing what they're asked, and just having more difficulties with things like concentrating and being distracted. And that was a contrast to the teenagers, actually, where the parents of our teenagers and the teenagers themselves actually reported a reduction in their sort of emotional difficulties, or the teenagers themselves said that there wasn't a change.
That is obviously really a very interesting part of what you found, is that when you're over the age of 13, 14, you're starting to feel more settled in lockdown than you would do outside it.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, this isn't a nationally representative sample, so we can't say that's the case for everyone. But certainly with the teenagers' parents in our sample, they were saying that actually things hadn't got worse. Now, of course, that's variable. And many parents, particularly those where there are children with special educational needs or mental health difficulties or other things going on, you know, there's huge variability. But actually, for many teenagers, you know, some of the school-related stresses have now been removed from them, and some of the friendship challenges in school. So actually, you know, things might be a little bit easier for some young people now, but actually, you know, we're particularly interested to see what happens in September when secondary schools go back, because for some of those young people who seem to be doing okay at the moment, that might change when we get to that point and they're back into an academic environment. And particularly if they are worried about schoolwork that they might have missed, that might be another flashpoint where we see a change.
Yeah, and if we go back to primary children who are struggling, what seems to be the case is that they feel very fearful and uncertain. Is that right? And they take it out with tantrums?
I think there's a real mixture of things going on, but certainly for younger children, it's often much harder to express how you feel through words, and demonstrating it through your behaviour is, you know, is really typical. And sometimes that will be due to stress, feeling worried about things. We asked the parents in our survey what their children were worried about, and some of them are worried about getting coronavirus, they're worried about friends and family getting ill, or they're worried about things that relate to the consequence of the virus, so missing school, you know, for our year six children, moving up into a whole new school, you know, they're not necessarily having the same experience around support, around transitions. So children are worrying about a range of different things. But also it might not just be due to stress, it could be about loneliness. You know, children have much less opportunity to play with others. And whilst the teenagers can use social media to connect with their friends, you know, if you're five, going on Zoom just isn't the same as playing with someone. And actually for some younger children, we hear, you know, that actually they find some of those video calls, they can be quite upsetting because you don't understand why you're not able to play with that other child in the way that you normally would.
And you're
certainly for...
You mentioned your CoSpace survey. It's ongoing. Can people still take part?
Absolutely. We are really keen for parents to take part, both in this survey and actually a sister survey that we're running for parents of 2 to 4 year olds called CoSpice, because we really want to understand best how we can support parents through the current challenges. And you know, that's likely to come on to be the case for some months, actually. So the link is www.cospaceoxford.com/survey. And we'd especially like to involve families from lower incomes and ethnic minority backgrounds who at the moment aren't so well represented in the survey.
Thank you very much, Dee. Dr. Polly Waits, Senior Clinical Research Psychologist at the University of Oxford, was in charge of this study, and it's brought some very, very interesting findings. Love to know if it's your experience too, with younger children just getting very, very cross and frustrated.